Shishin, yeah? How is Shishin? Wednesday, April, it says Nissan, 30 Cholomoy Pesach, Rabbi Shmuel Kimche, the power of Shir Shirim.
Good morning, everybody. Firstly, as always, I like to start off with saying a Yasher Koyach to the very persistent do the Iskaris. You know, you get the email, you get the phone call to Eretz Yisrael, and there he is. And when you say, oh, I'm really busy, I can't, he always finds a time when I'm not busy. So Shkoyach to him, maybe Zoicha, to facilitate Torah in this way and in many other ways for many years to come. Shir HaShirim is the title of this discussion, and Shir HaShirim is very powerful. It's a very personal and very powerful shir, and I was not sure, it was mislabet, whether or not to speak about it, to share with you my hargashas on Shir HaShirim. Chazal tell us that Kol Hashirim Kodesh, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim. It is probably the most powerful expression of love between Klal Yisrael and the Ribono Shel Olam. I wanted to share with you a particular feeling, a hargasha, which is described by the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu. But before that, I want to share with you a mind-blowing insight by the Bnei Yisachar on this time of year, on really the entire calendar. But it serves as a fantastic introduction to the Ahava of Shir HaShirim. The Bnei Yisachar starts off with the most amazing kasha. It's a kasha in tefillah, and this idea of the Bnei Yisachar comes up at least six times. I found it in the Bnei Yisachar, so it's definitely one of his favorites. But he asks a kasha that in Shmona Esrei, in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, we say Melech Ozer Umoshia Umogen. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ozer and a Moshia. By the end of Shmona Esrei, we've reversed the order. Hakel Yeshuaseinu ve'ezraseinu. We start off in the first bracha is Ozer and Moshia. By the end of the Shmona Esrei, it's Moshia and Ozer. Yeah, I think it's fantastic kasha. It's a great kasha. We've davened tens of thousands of times, and this connection of the Bnei Yisachar. He spends a few columns asking the kasha, but the kasha is a very telling kasha. It's not really a kasha. It is a pesach to try and understand a little bit better the inyonim of Ozer and Moshiach. Of course, we know the famous Gemara in Brachas Lamed Daled tells us. Now, I didn't manage to get the photocopies out in time, so it's going to be Torah Shel Baal Peh this time. But the Gemara tells us, Om Rabbi Chanina Rishonos. The first three brachas of Shmona Esrei are Dome le'evet shemesad shevach lifnei rabo. It is your mesad your shevach. Then the emtsoios, the middle brachas, the bakashas, is Dome le'evet shemevakish pras mi rabo. We're asking for something, but the acharonos are Dome le'evet shekibal pras v'niftar v'holechlo. That it's like an eved who received what he wanted, and now he's walking backwards. He's leaving. Say the Acharonim, that the first three brachas are a parallel in reverse to the last three brachas. What we're doing is we're stepping up, and the last three we're stepping down. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that Melech Ozer and Moshiach, and then at the end it's, okay, Yeshua Seinu Ve'ezra Seinu, it's Moshiach and then Ozer. So far it makes sense, but the question is, what is the content of Ozer and Moshiach? Right? Fair enough. Fair question. What is the content of Ozer Moshiach? We find many times that the word Ozer and Moshiach are connected. right? Ozreinu Elokei Yishenu of the Dvar Kvod Shemecha, right? The Ozer and the Moshiach come together. And hello, the Chod Dechisani Linpo Vashem Ozarani, Oziva Zimraska Vayhili Lishua. There's right. There's the Ozer and the Moshiach. What I found phenomenal was that when I was davening, I noticed Ezras Avoseinu Atah Meolam Mogen Umoshia Livneim Achareim B'chol Dor V'Dor, that we've included this parallel of Ozer and Moshiach into the actual tefillah. Ezras Avoseinu Chazal, Anshe Knesset Agadola injected it into the Birkas Kriyat Shema. Ezras Avoseinu Atah Meolam Mogen Umoshia Livneim Achareim B'chol Dor V'Dor. So what is the difference between Ozer and Moshiach? Says the Vilna Gaon in his Siddur. Ozer is when we try and do something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu assists us, he's helping us, right? He's our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a partner in our avodah, it's a perception. And Ezra's, the Ezer is that Hashem, Heye Ozer Li, is that we are a partner in this. Moshiach is a radically different perspective. It is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshiach. There's nothing I can do. I'm at the Yam Suf, and the Mitzrayim are coming. There is no way out, and Hashem is Moshiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, and it doesn't. There is no cloak of it appearing to be a partnership between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Vilna Gaon, Ozer is when it appears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is partnering with me, but Moshiach is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. I'm able to, when Hashem is totally Moshiach, without my partnership. So how do we fit it back into Shemona Esrei? Says the Bnei Yisachar. Firstly, at the beginning of Shemona Esrei, we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Ozer. You know, Hashem, help me, Elokeinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. Melech Ozer, yeah, I know you're a Moshiach, but primarily you're an Ozer by the end of Shemona Esrei. We've said Tzur Chayenu Mogen Yishenu Atahu L'Dor V'Dor. We've said Al Nisecha Shebachol Yom Imanu Al Niflosecha V'Tov Nisecha Shebachol Eis Erev. Every single moment, you are saving me. It's all nice. It's all missing. And therefore, we say Hakel Yeshua Seinu. And then I understand also that you cloak it as Ezra Seinu. I think it's a brilliant Malach. The Malach is that Ozer and Moshiach represent two different approaches in our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is just the beginning, and now there are two punchlines. Rabosa, stay with me. It's Hafle Vafela. Yeah, Hafle Vafela. Listen to this. Says the Gemara in Brachos. Omru Chachomim, Ru'uyim Hayu Yisrael Le'asos Lehemneis B'mei Ezra. Klal Yisrael, in the Biyashni, in the building of the second base of Mikdash, should have had Nisim happen to them, yeah, in the time of Ezra, when he comes with the She'eris Yisrael. Derech Shenas Elohem Neis B'mei Yehoshua Bin Nun. The same way as Nisim should have been dealt with them in Yehoshua Bin Nun, Ela Shagar Machait. In other words, there was Biyashniya, which was Yehoshua Bin Nun, and there were miracles. And then there was Ezra, HaSofer, who came and built the Bais Sheni. Says the Bnei Yisachar, listen to their names. Ezra from Ezer, and Yehoshua from Moshiach. Brilliant, no? They should have had Nisim at the times of Ezra, in the second coming, which was all natural, because Ozer, the same way that they had at the time of Yehoshua, El Shagar Machet. Says the Bnei Yisachar, Shmo Goran, that the name of the leader reflected the perspective of the people, and therefore they had a different hanhaga. When it came to Yehoshua bin Nun, there were miracles, it was all shaloka derech hateva, with I, they lost them and they won miraculously, etc., etc. It was all to do with a direct, a very nigle relationship. There was nes over here, it was because it was a Yehoshua Moshiach. But when it came to Ezra HaSofer, it was a different perspective. It was, let's do this together, we're going to build this bias out of bricks and mortar, and then Tucker, the 10 Nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash happened only in Bais Rishon. In Bais Sheni it wasn't. It was all brilliant, no? That's punchline number one. Punchline number two. It's Mamash Hafla Vafela. Says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlokes, whether B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam, or B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, and B'tishrei, whether they're going to be Nigal or not. Listen to this, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, B'tishrei Noldu Avos, B'tishrei Mesu Avos, right? And listen, Nigalu B'tishrei Asidin Higal, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, no. But B'nissan Nigalu, and B'nissan Asidin Higal. Nisan is from Nais. Shmogoram again. Says the Bnei Yisachar. Says the Bnei Yisachar. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. Ozer and Moshiach. There are two leaders. There are two Talmidei Chachamim. There are two perspectives. Nisan is Nisim. It's Yehoshua. Tishri is Din. Is Asar Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. Is a natural perspective. Memela, it's Rabbi Eliezer who says it. It's Gevaldik. Now that in the names come two unbelievable Mahalchim. Two Mahalchim, but these two expressions of these Mahalchim, both of the Ezra and Yehoshua, and Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yehoshua, B'nissan Asid Nigal, is unbelievable. These two, and again, I want this as a hakdama to Shir HaShirim. But these two Mahalchim, one of Rabbi Eliezer, of Ozer, of natural, and one of Rabbi Yehoshua, who's Moshiach, supernatural, it fits into a very clear two halves of a year. Just as an agav over here, I saw a Sfas Emes in the time on Rosh Hashanah. He says, Melech Ozer Moshiach Umogen. I think this is a famous fit. So it's just the Ravcha de Milsa, and the fact that it expresses this idea in a very it shows it in a very clear way. Rosh Hashanah is Melech. Melech Ozer Moshiach Umogen. Rosh Hashanah is Melech. Hashem is Melech. Ozer is Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Moshiach is Yom Kippur, and Mogen is Sukkos. In other words, the Moadim of the month of Tishri of Chodesh HaYisanim, yeah, that is the Yerach HaYisanim. That is the cycle of that bracha. Melech, Ozer, Moshiach, Mogen is Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. Aseres Yimei Tshuva is us doing tshuva. It's coming from us. It's an Yisrusa de Le'ela. It's got to come from us, and it's our desire. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Yisrusa de Le'Satzah. It comes from our own Hisoras. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we give up. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Yishi. We say it, David Hashem, Ori V'Yishi, Yishi Zu Yom Kippur. It makes a lot of sense, right? That Melech Ozer Moshiach Mogen. Moshiach is exactly that, is the Yom Kippur, is our total, it's not B'yodeinu, right? It's only L'mancha Aseh V'lo Lanu, right? It's do it for your sake, not for our sake, and that is the mantra of Yom Kippur, that we give up. It's nothing to do with us. That is very much the Moshiach. We have two Megillas. One Megillah is Koheles and one is Shir HaShirim. Koheles and Shir HaShirim, one is Sukkot time and one is Pesach time. One is Tishri, the Shabbos of the Chol HaMoed of the 15th of Tishri, and one is the Shabbos Chol HaMoed of the 15th of Nisan. These are two halves of the year. And one half, yeah, is Koheles. And Koheles ends up with the Sof Davar Hakol Nishma Es Ha'Elohim Yirei Ves Mitzvosov Shemar Kizek L'Adam. It is essentially a Megillah of Yira. And then we come to this time of year. It is all Ahava. The entire Shir HaShirim is all Ahava, and that is. The Kicholas Ava Oni of the Shir HaShirim is Momish another half of the year. But these two halves, the Ava and the Yira, are very much connected to the Ozer and Moshia. The Ezras Avoseinu and the Yeshua are connected in the following way. Okay? So far so good. I've set up just Mogen and Moshia, and I've set up the fact that there are two halves of the year, and it's Pashut like that. We learn Tesvov, lots of halachas, but there are two halves of the year. One is Avo, one is Yira. Here's the Kasha that the Rajba asks, that many of the Rishonim ask, and it goes like this. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvosov V'tzivonu, etc. Baruch Ata Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvosov. We start off with direct and end with indirect speech. Right? That is a famous kasha. It's repeated by many Rishonim and many Acharonim. Why is it that throughout Tefillah we have direct and indirect lashon? I think here in Torah Way, I've spoken about it before, I think 3 or 4 years ago, if you look it up, you know, you can. but direct nochach and nistar is a famous kasha that the Rishonim ask. The Pachad Yitzchak's got a phenomenal mahalach in nochach and nistar, in direct and indirect speech. The truth is that it's prevalent throughout the Siddur, right? The whole of Aleinu is Aleinu Shabbat, who knows Teshemaim, who knows Hedar, most of you, Karoba Shemaim Mimal, all indirect. And the second paragraph is Al Kena Kabbalah Cha. Here's on the verse, Zeh Cha. Now, right, the whole second paragraph is direct. So we start with indirect, and we end with direct, the whole of Ashrei. It splits, right? Zeh Rav Tuvchar, Chan Rach Hashem, Tov Hashem Rakov Rachamav Al Kol Nasav, Yeducha Hashem, right? The whole thing is no Chach Nistar, no, direct, indirect, direct, but, right? What's going on over here? Says the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Hei, that there were two Rabbanim, two Amoraim, they were sitting and discussing Tefillah. One says, Hamispalel Tzarech Shiyitam Einov Lemata, when you daven, you have to have your eyes down. And the other one said, no, Hamispalel Tzarech Shiyitam Libo Lemala, you have to have your heart up. When you daven, you're supposed to have your eyes down. And the other one says, no, when you daven, you're supposed to have your heart up. Right? And there are different psukim. Meanwhile, comes along Rabbi Yossi Rebbe, the son of the god Ladar. Is it? You look it up. You've almost got hey on the base, on the top few lines. Yeah, comes along one of the Gdole Hadar and says, "B'mayo siktu, what are you dealing with?" So they say, "Oh, we're dealing with tefillah." Right, and it's understood that we're talking about the totality of tefillah, and we presume that the Amora, who's walking past, understands what they're talking about. One is talking about their eyes down, one is talking about their heart up. When you're davening, you're supposed to have your eyes down or your heart up. Kach Omar Abba, this is what my father says, Hamispalel, when you daven, Tzer Shiyitin Einuv Lamata, V'libo Lamala. You have to have your eyes down and your heart up. Right? What is going on over here? Says the Maharal in Prague, in Perek Vav of Nesiv HaAvoda, and the Maharat and the Pachad Yitzchak in numerous places, the two, your eyes down and your heart up, represents Yira. Eyes down, whenever you're in front of someone who's greater than you, or you're embarrassed, you put your eyes down. And Ahav, or love, is your heart up. Why your eyes down? Because we come from a guf and a neshama. Our guf comes from the earth. And when we look down, we recognize our earthiness and our finitude, yeah? And we realize that we are infinitely distant from the Borei Olam. But when we focus on our neshama, we realize, Bonim Atam Lamokum, we're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a tremendous sense of Ahava. And that is Nisal of Veinuel Kapayim Avinu Shebashamayim, that is the Lev Up. When we daven, it's Nifsak LaHalach and Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to have, I think it's Simon Kufhei or Kuvav, you're supposed to have your eyes down and your heart up. You're supposed to have Yira and you're supposed to have Ahava. The two Megillas that we have, one is Yira, one is Ahava. One is Yira, and it comes from the fact that we are earthy, the fact that we are infinitely distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and a perspective like that could lead to a thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an ozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just a helper, and therefore it will only be through natural means. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to Ahava, we realize that, you know, there are no rules over here, and it's a total connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and then it's a Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshiach, Nisech, Hashem B'chol Yom Imanu, our very breath, our Nishmoseinu, our very breath is a Yeshua. Everything is a Yeshua. And these are the two perspectives of, these are the two perspectives, one of Yira, one of Ahava, one of natural means, one of supernatural means. When we're discussing Shir HaShirim, what I'm going to share in the next 7 minutes is very, very powerful. And please, I want you to bear with me. This, the Ahava that we feel, is most powerfully expressed in one particular perek of Shir HaShirim. And here goes. At the beginning, it's perek 5, perek hey of Shir HaShirim. It's unbelievable. Like, mamash unbelievable. It starts off, Shir HaShirim starts off with, I'm going to skip some stuff because I'm behind time, but it starts off, the entire Shir HaShirim is about the dod and the raya, the man and the woman in this relationship, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But the entire Shir HaShirim is the girl, the raya, throwing herself at the dod. When are you ready? When is it time? And the entire time, when the dod pushes off the raya, he pushes her off. He says, you know what? It's not time yet. It's not yet time. Listen to this. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, it says, Hagido li she'ahavo nafshi. Tell me, my man. Eichot arbitz batzoharayim. It's noontime. Where are you? And he responds, Im lo seydi loch hayafo banashim. Tzi'i loch b'ikvei atzon. Follow the tracks. Re'iyas ki giyosayach ha'mishkemus ha'royim. Go and follow the tracks. It's not yet time. It's noontime. It's not yet time. And then, in Perek Beis, she's thinking, oh, but tzilochi madati yoshib yoshavti yufir yom asok l'chiki. Right? Heviyani al beis ayayin diblo alay ahava samchuni ba ashishosh rabdunim batayk lichol as ahava. She's totally reminiscing and thinking, no, when higia eis dodim, when is the time? And he pushes her off again. He says, Ishbati eschem benos Yerushalayim im to'iru v'im to'oru es ha'ahavat she'techbats. Don't awaken the love too early. It's not yet time. And then again. What happens, koldo dido fake, she thinks, hineze bom daleg al ha'arim ha'kapetz al ha'gvaos. You know, he's here. He's coming. Ono dodi v'omar li, kum loch ra'ayosi yofosi ulchiloch. Go. It's not yet time. And she realizes, what he is saying is, Kinosu, wait, ad shiafu hayom v'nosu hatzolim, wait till the shadows get long. Well, it's not yet time. So for chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, Mamash being, she is being pushed off. She is asking and being pushed off time and time and time again. Until Perek Hey. And this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ani yeshena v'libi er. She is asleep. She's lying on her bed, Perek Hey, exhausted. After 4 parakim of chasing her dod, she is finished. She's finished. She's exhausted. She's lying there in bed. And Yishin over leaving air. I'm asleep, but my heart is still awake. What's the gematria of air? 270. Says the Shlach Kodesh, that 270 out of the 613 mitzvahs that we still keep in Galus. And Yishin over leaving air. All of a sudden, Kol Dodiba fake. Finally he's coming. Pischiliach Usira Ayosi Nosisa Masisha Oshin Matok with the services in Loyla. Higia Hazman. You know what she answers? She answers to him, Poshatati Eskutonti Echocho El Boshema Rochatzti Esraglai Echocho Atanfein. You know, I've taken off my cloak. I've washed my feet. It's over. I did want, but it's over. Says the Vilna Gaon, what does this mean? I washed my feet from the afar sheba'avak, having this avik ba'afar sheba'raglein shel talmidei chachamim. I've taken off my cloak of mitzvahs, and I've taken off my emunas chachamim. It's it. It's finished. I've washed my feet of my emunas chachamim. I've taken off my cloak. I'm not worthy of this relationship. Dodi shalach yodo min achor. My beloved put his hand through the door. What is the door? What is this hand through? All of a sudden there is a hisgalus of some sort. Umei homu alav. Come to me, liftach dodi. I run out. I open the door for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dodi choma kovar. It's too late. Nafshi yotzob edabro bikashtiv lo mitzasiwa. She runs out into the streets. She asks everyone, Esher avon nafshi re'isem, have you seen my beloved? Have you seen him? Where is he? And what happens? The Umos HaOlam, Hikuni, Pitzauni, Nasu, B'tidi Me'o'ai, Shomrei HaChamos. They hit me, they destroy me, they send persecution, they send crusades. And then what happens? It says, the words cannot express this. She said she's lying there, after having realized the mistake. Realized, let me just find it over here. Right, Motzuni Yashon Rasav Vivo, Hikuni Psuni Susu, Nime Allah Shomer HaChomos, they beat her up. And what does she respond? Hishbati Eschem Benos Yushalayim. I make you swear, Benos Yushalayim Umos HaOlam. In Tintzu Estodi Matagidlo, if you find my beloved, what are you going to say to him? What are you, the Umos HaOlam, are going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 2,000 years of Golus? What are you going to say? I want you to say one thing. Says the Vilna Gaon, don't tell them about the Hikuni Petzauni. Don't tell them about the Crusades. Don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umos HaOlam. Don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the crucifixions. Don't tell them about the tortures and the public executions. Don't tell them about Treblinka and Auschwitz. Don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu of all the endurances that I've had to suffer. Tell him one thing. Shecholas ahava oni. That after everything, achari kichlos hakol, I am waiting, I am yearning. I realize my mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is totally, my love for you lies more powerfully than anything else. There is nothing it's an unbelievable Vilna Gaon. Both the Pushatati Eskutoti and the Kicholas Ahava Oni, the feeling of Ahava that we have, Boni Matanakam, that it's all got to do with a tremendous tshuka and ahava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kibonim lamokum, the yira, the ozer, the perspective of aslim, that is totally irrelevant, totally side margin. There is no olam hazeh, there is no golus, there is no persecutions. Everything is only rak. Kicholas ahava oni. I'm totally in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is more to say, but I think I've run out of time and I've gone into the next speaker. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be zocha b'nisim nigalu, and that Acharis gracious, that we should see the nisim of the geula of Nisan in the same way as we saw it all those years, 2,300 years ago. And Be'ezus Hashem, b'nisim nigalu, b'nisim nasim nigal. Hey. Thank you.
Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld, and please do a mitzvah for me.
I'll tell us more in Kiddushin that you can make a shliach to do something for you. You don't be'etzem have to do that many mitzvahs. You can just ask your friend to do something, and if plainly does it, it's beseder. You don't have to go and do everything. And the Gemara of Marbet with Pesukim, the Shalach, the Shilcha, even your shliach can make a shliach. You don't have to do that many things. What about by an avera? Let's say you want to burn down your friend's field, but your friend is very good at burning down fields, and he's probably not going to get caught. So Reuben says to Shimon, can you please go and burn Levi's field? Shimon says, no problem. And Reuben says, listen, if you get caught, don't worry, I'll pay. Because I've sent you, and Chazal say, Shluchai shel Adam kamoisai, Masa melech kaleh, is exactly how it works. But Shluchai shel Adam kamoisai. So the Mishnah Bava Kama tells us in Daf Nun Tes, HaShaleach HaSabi'ir B'yadcher Shloit V'katan. If you send a torch, you send a flame with a chereshot of a cotton, you part with the other, v'chav b'dinei shamayim. Shilach b'yad pikeach. What if you give the fire to a pikeach, to an able-bodied person, and he burns it down? Pikeach chayev. He must pay. Fret the Gemara, but why? Neimah shluchai shel adam kamoisai. Why does Shimon pay? If Shimon burns the field, Shimon pays, but Reuben should pay. Shluch Hashem Kamoisa, enter the Gemara over there in many places, and Shluch Vavira. And the Gemara first brings a svara that Divrei Rav, Divrei Tamid, Divrei Rishonim. Yeah? If I tell Shimon to go and burn down a field, and he listens to me, well, I'm very sorry, Shimon, I'm the Talmud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Rav. You listen to the Rav, not the Talmud. The Gemara eventually comes on to Psukim. Sacha Kol, ain't Shluch Vavira, and the Chava pattern like this in Kufpei base. But by a mitzvah, it can work. By Kiddushin, by Gerishin, you have to go and schlep to whoever to give you a color ring. You can make a shliach to it. It 100% works. No problem. Comes along the Tosis Rinnin Kiddushin and asks Akasha that shook the Jewish belt. We weren't alive, but the world trembled when he asked it. He says, in Cain, Yesh Makshin, in Cain, if it's true that you can make a shliach to do a mitzvah, Yoy lechal dava, Yoy ma'adam lechaveroi, halach, tfilin ba'avuri. Why do I have to put tefillin on? You go and do it for me. Why do I have to sit in a sukkah and eat matzah? Many people don't like matzah. So say to your friend by the seder table, the first matzah, chi of deraisa. So say to your friend, you go eat matzah for me. Why do I have to put tefillin on? And Stam, we know by Kiddushin, by Gerushin, you for sure don't have to do it. By Shechitas Pesach, yeah. The pasuk says, "V'shachtu oisai kol kala dasi sol ben arba'im." Everyone shechted the korban pesach. And klai sol shechted? No, one person shechted it. Malamut shluch l'adam kamoisai. It's fine, Pshitim. We know these things. You can make a shliach for these things. So the kasha is, why can you not put tefillin on for me? Why can you not wear tzitzis for me? The Tosfos Reader answers this kasha. He says, how can it be? He says, you're going to tell me that when the Torah told you to go and do a mitzvah on your guf, the Torah said you have to do something on your body. So how can someone else do something if the Torah said do it on your body? That's his words. What he says is hard to understand. The Ktois HaChoshin Shimon Kuf Pei Beis. And the Ktois HaChoshin brings down this Tosfos Rid. And he asks a bomb cash on the Tosfos Rid. But let me first tell you how he understands it. He understands the Tosfos Rid rent, if the Torah told my body to do an action, so you can't do an action for me. Frederick Tosfos HaChoshen, by Shlech Ledvar Avera, if I tell you to go and burn down someone's field, and you go and do it, the halach is your chayv. Why you chayv? Because Ein Shlech Ledvar Avera. Why? Because there's a gzeres hakos of telling me that you're chayv. Let's say it was a mitzvah to burn down your friend's field. Let's say it was a mitzvah. Who would pay? I would pay. The Mishaleach would pay. The only reason why the Shliach doesn't pay, Gzeres HaKosov, it's an Avera. But if it was a mitzvah, so I would be Chayev. Now when Shimon burned down the field, who did the Maisa? Who did the action? Shimon burned down the field. And after Pichay, the only reason why Shimon pays, Avera. But by a mitzvah, even though Shimon did the Maisa, Reuben would be Chayev, but it's an Avera, so you don't. So by a mitzvah, by tefillin, even though Shimon put the tefillin on his arm, he did the action, but it's as if Reuben did the action. That we see from Shlech Dvar Avera. The only reason why Shimon pays is because it's an Avera. But if it were to be a mitzvah, Reuben would pay, even though Shimon did the Maisa. So how'd you cushion a duchte? Why can't you put tefillin on for me? Your body can be my body. The action that you do is the action that I can do. Now, the Beis Ephraim in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Samach Zayin, says that this is actually what the Tosfos Rid meant. this beautiful vort of the Ktsois, the basically says that's what the Ktsois meant. I don't know what the Ktsois, that's what the Ktsois meant. The Ktsois is bombing the Ktsois Rid and says his own teretz that you can't do it like that. Why do you do it like that? And that's what he meant. The Ktsois HaChoshen comes along and says his own answer. This is what the Ktsois HaChoshen says. He answers Kashas for us. Because that's what he says. When the Torah came along and told me to go and do an action on my body, and a chanami, you can do it. But you can only do an action for me. And the Torah was machayev me, there should be tefillin on my body. Not just you should do an action, but there should be tzitzis on my body. There should be, you should be in a sukkah. That you cannot do for me. And he brings a rosh in the dorim. If you want to be making your wife the dorim, you need to hear them. Can you make a shliach to hear your wife the dorim? No, you can't make a shliach to hear your wife the dorim. Because it's not a maisa. You can only make a shliach to do an action. Now tefillin is not just an action. Tefillin is, it should be on your body. But the Ktsois says there is an action in tefillin. There are two mitzvahs, the Rambam brings this. There are two mitzvahs to tefillin. There's the shaliyat and the shawash, and there's a big, big difference between them. The shaliyat, the mitzvah is to put it on. The shalrosh, the mitzvah is it should be on your head. A poshet ra is the bracha we make. On the shaliyat, we make lahaniach tefillin. The bracha is we did an action. On the shalrosh, it's al mitzvahs tefillin. There's enough min al halacha, but not for now. That's the two differences. That's the difference between the shalrosh. Says the Ktsois HaChoshen, you could make a shliach to do a maisa hanacha. When Reuven says to Shimon, put tefillin on to me, and Shimon does it, Reuven was makam a maisa hanacha tefillin. And a chanami. But Reuven didn't have tefillin on his body. What would be the nafkimena? I don't know. If someone asks him, have you ever missed a day of tefillin? You can say, no, I haven't, even though you have. If you made a shliach, you can say you didn't. I don't know what that means. You will be for making a shliach. You can do, make a shliach on the maisa hanacha. But at the end of the day, there was no tefillin on your body. That's what the Ktsois HaChoshen says, and I said before, the Beis Ephraim says that that's what the Ktsois HaChoshen meant. Ktsois HaChoshen asks the question, Ktsois HaChoshen gives his own teretz, that you can only make a shliach when the Torah commanded you to do an action. But the Torah wanted it to be on you, you can't do it. Says the Beis Ephraim, that's what the Ktsois HaChoshen meant. Come along with Baruch Ben Kedishin Simchaf, and says as follows, there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that the Torah commanded you to do an action. And there's a mitzvah bechetzah, he calls it maisa and chetzah. There's one a being, and there's one a doing. He's going to explain. And there's two types of aveiras. There's an avera that the Torah asked you to do an action, and there's an avera that the Torah asked the being. L'mashal. And you can't just make this up. He brings a raya to this. This is his raya. By chelev, forbidden fats of a korban chiv, koris for eating chelev. What's the halacha? If Reuven comes along and sticks chelev down Shimon's throat, and sticks it down, Shimon didn't want it. So the halacha is he's potter. It's a maisa achilah, but he's potter because Onus Rachman Apatri. Shimon didn't want the chelev, everyone stuck it down. So the Gemara says that Onus Rachman Apatri, he's potter for that. There must be a shayla. What if Reuven took a piece of chelev, I guess any Isra'i, Hanoah, Chamit, whatever, loss of a chalav, and he stuck it down his throat, and Shimon was happy. Shimon stood there like this, and Reuven said, just a chelev down the throat. He said, chelev, geschmack! I love chelev. What's the halacha? Shimon's chayev chorus! Shimon is chayiv koris for doing nothing. Reuven stuck it down and stood there. It's chayiv koris. Why? Because the issa achila by chelev is not an issa achila. The issa is in the eating. The issa is hanas groinai. Your stomach had hanas from the forbidden fats. You're chayiv koris. He didn't do anything. He just stood there like that. He didn't do anything. So why chayiv koris? Muslim Zogan, the Torah didn't asser up the achila. The Torah assered up it being inside of you. But there are some averas, the Torah didn't ask necessarily the outcome, the chetz, the Torah asked the maisa, by Ritzicha. This is the example he gives, I'm going to say it over. If Shimon says to Reuven, please throw me on someone, and we'll kill him. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to stand here, you pick me up and throw me on him. Reuven picks up Shimon, throws him on Levi, and Levi dies. Shimon chayev, Misa? Absolutely not. Because Shimon didn't do anything. And by Ritzicha, the Torah asked that action. And he didn't do an action, he stood there, he was karka oilam. But by Chelev, even though he didn't do an action, he just enjoyed it, the Torah asked it. That is why there are two types of averas. There's an issa, achila, but by Chelev it isn't, it's the hanaz growing on male. And there's another avera that's the action. That's the same thing by mitzvahs. There are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah the Torah wanted you to do an action. There's one mitzvah the Torah wanted an outcome. By tefillin. By tzitzis, by sukkah, the Torah didn't want your action. The Torah wanted tefillin on your head. The Torah wanted tefillin on your arms. Shimon's arm is a new arm. By sukkah, you're not in a sukkah. Even if you ask Shimon to be a citizen if you're not in a sukkah. The Torah didn't asa. The Torah didn't was mitzvah you in the action. The Torah was in your body in a sukkah, and your body was not in a sukkah. Mashen came. The other types of mitzvahs, the Torah didn't want the etzem chetzem. The Torah wanted a masa. For example, let's say by shlichas korban pesach. You can make a shliach for a korban pesach because the Torah didn't want that necessarily killed. The Torah wanted the mitzvah. The shachtu, I saw you should go and shecht it. So when the Torah was mitzvahing you to do a maisa, to do an action, then mahani shlichas. But when the Torah wanted an outcome, the Torah wanted a chesed. So when you're not me, you want to do an action for me? Ah, beseder, you can do an action for me. For example, by korban pesach, that's an action. But by tefillin, you want to be me? I'm very sorry, you cannot be me. You might be able to do an action for me. Come along the Gedolei Achronim, the Asamech and Tzvika Shlefki Shlita, and now say new mahalach on this. They want to say as follows. How does shlichus work? Shlichus works, it's a din in yichus. That you link the shliach to the mishaleach. Let's say by kiddushin and gerushin, why does it work? When you give kiddushin money to your friend to go and give it, it's your money! He's just, as Mother Rashiba, but Daniel Elfeld Shlita said, he's just a postman ba'alma. When you give money, if Reuben gives money to Shimon, he's just posting it to the girl. The money is Reuben's by a get. She's my wife. Of course, it comes from me. Over there you can do a shliach if he's just doing a postman job ba'alma. The Lashon HaSamech is like this. But when the Maisa HaMerkazi HaTachlisi is all done by the shliach, what's linking you back to the Meshaleach if I ask you to fill it on for me? What is linking you to me? Gornish. Sit in a sukkah for me. Okay, I'll do it. What exactly is connecting me to you? Nothing. Therefore, shlichus doesn't work. Because shlichus is within yichus. There must be a connection, a link between the sender and the person doing the job. But when I tell you to put tefillin on for me, please tell me what's linking me to you. Absolutely nothing. When nothing links us...
The commandment.
Pardon?
He's doing it because he told him.
Beautiful, but what's the connection? By kiddushin, it's my connection. That's not strong enough connection. That is not strong enough connection. By kiddushin, it's my money. By kiddushin, it's my wife, it's my get. My name's on the star. Over here, I told him to do it. That is not a strong enough connection to be able to tefillin for me.
Give him my tefillin.
Pardon? You don't have to own your tefillin. To say that. So Zot the Haggah, there's a beautiful Haggah in the Shaila Moreh at the bottom of the Tosfos Reads. Some of the Hadas printy. He says the most beautiful answer. He says that he doesn't say this, I'm saying this, but I think it's what he means. Picture the scene. A yeshiva bocher wakes up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Rachmana Litzlat. He's done a Netzachom and he's a Kriya Shema Lemagin Avram Lechumra. He's done a 5-hour morning Seder. If it was so busy, he did his 5 minutes, it was Chometz, if it was Pesach, he ate his matzah. He then went and he gave tzedakah and he was covered his hoyrim and then he benched. And he woke up one hook in the morning and he's ready for him. And when I come, he's ready for mincha. Just picture the scene. I can make a shliach for anything. There would be no Torah. His lashon is, v'yekachal ha'goyim beis Yehuda. We would be like Jews living a non-Jewish life. I could tell you to do anything for me. And this lashon is, the ratzon aboy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is, shukol Yisrael mukushotin b'mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavana was, a yid should be beautified, adorned with mitzvahs. How am I going to adorn myself with mitzvahs if tefillin's on you? It's just not going to work. And the Torah's kavana was, every single Jewish person should be adorned. His lashon is, the Torah's kavana was, l'kadoshenu b'mitzvahsav, to sanctify us with the commandments. If the Torah's kavanah was sanctification, well, tefillin on your arm, ain't going to sanctify me, even though I asked you to do it. The Ramban Zot, the end of Parashas Bo, the famous, famous Ramban, he says a taichin tefillin, why do we put tefillin on? And Poshim says, Yechlatias Mitzrayim, B'yadchazotim Zona Tiyo, but why between our eyes, why on our head, and why on our arm? He says on our arm, because it's right by our heart, and our head, because it's on our moich. His lashon is, they are mishkenos hamachshava. It is where our thought lies, our thought dwells, and we put the tefillin on. L'shaved b'zeh machshavos, to reshaved hamachshavos takadosh baruch hu, and it's right on our arm, and our muscle to show we love up in the Baruch Hu with all our might. Why is it on the left arm, Rabbi's side? There's a kliyok over there who says a teeth of shat. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyasa the velt, that seichel and choyme are two opposing forces. Intellect and physicality are two opposing forces. Kishazekam zen noifel. When one comes up, one comes down. The two can't be together. And Rotan Abuer was that the Seichel would always, always override the Choymeh. And that's why we're Mitzrayim for Kura Barzel. That the Choymeh of Mitzrayim should be Meshabed us so, so much. Beth Hashem eventually will come out and be able to think properly. And that's why he says, that's the pshat, that most people, their left hand is weak. Because the heart, that part of the heart is closer to our left hand side. And the kedusha, the koyach of the lev, was meshavet the koyach atayv, represented by our heart. That's why our left hand's weaker. Because our heart towards the left, and the heart represents the kedusha, the tara. That hit the koyach of the muscle of the bicep, and it weakened it. You put your tefillin on there as a remembrance, as a zikaron for this, you saw it to remember this. And in the psalm, the seif achenach, it's a tough kabbalah, he writes over there, mesharshe mitzvah zu of tefillin, that we are living in olam ha'asiyah, in this belt. And the way of an Adam is nimshach achat ha'avoysof. And the nefesh tries to be moinea us. It doesn't always work. Because it's so far away and we're down here. That's where the nefesh lies and we're down here. The Sefer HaKinuch writes. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzav us on mitzvahs, and these mitzvahs are shmiras. They save us and protect us. And that's the Gemara Zorachim and Zafiyates. That the Kohanim Levim Bavidasam were part of the tefillin. Because they had such kedusha, they didn't need the shmirah. But when they won, they needed the shmirah. They needed the kedusha of tefillin, as the Ramban writes, on our eyes, between our eyes, and on our arm. It's a shmirah. It protects us. It reminds us that the koyach haseikel should always beat the chaymer. How can a shliach possibly do that for you? You'll be with that to the whole kavan of the Torah, and there'll be no more Torah left. I've been right. Okay.